All right. Our theme tonight, as we're going to break up in just a few minutes into our prayer groups, is we're going to, as we finish out our summer of prayer, we're going to be praying for two things. First of all, to pray for others, and then to pray for yourself. And what we're going to ask you to pray for is the strength of God to stand in Christ and stand for Christ in a day in which we live. So I want to share with you a couple, before we break up, I want to share with you a couple New Testament verses. When we come back at about 10 till 7, I'll share with you a couple Old Testament verses just to encourage you in that. The first one in the New Testament, let me share from you, is in Colossians chapter 1 and starts with verse 9. And here's what Paul writes here. He says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you." So the encouragement there is that we need to be praying for each other. And it's part of our responsibility, and it's part of our accountability that we'd be a people who pray for each other. And he goes on to talk about this prayer that he had for the believers in the church. He says, "And to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of His will." So as you pray tonight, praying that each of us will be filled with the knowledge of God's will. "In all wisdom." Not just knowing what He wants, but having the wisdom to apply the things that God has for us, and spiritual understanding. That is, we receive our teaching from the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, and not merely by the hand of man or the philosophies of man. So that's what we pray, that we would be filled with the knowledge of His will, that we would have the wisdom of God, and that we would have spiritual understanding. Verse 10, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." We want to pray for each other that we will walk as His people. In other words, that our walk, our lives, would reflect the reality of Jesus Christ. Because I remind you that we're not here to represent ourselves. We're not, in a real sense, we're not even here to represent First Baptist. We're here as ambassadors of Christ. We're here to walk in such a way that our walk draws people to Jesus. So part of the prayer is that we would pray for each other's walk, self for yourself and for others. And then verse 11, this will be the last verse in this passage, "Strengthen with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience, long-suffering, with joy." So the empowerment to do what you're going to be praying for each other and what you're going to be praying for yourself, we understand that that's only possible in the life of a child of God if we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, if we are surrendered to the Holy Spirit, if we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, if we're controlled by the Holy Spirit. So that's Paul's prayer, that we would walk in that way. So that will be, as we split up in our groups, that will be the first guide of how we're going to pray for others and for ourselves. And then before I dismiss you in the group, go over to 2 Timothy with me. In 2 Timothy chapter 1. And what I want to read starts with verse 6, but I got to, verse 5 is, I can't just pass that by, because Paul says, and he references Timothy's mother and his grandmother and the great faith that they had. You remember that passage. And so, because of that faith that he knows that Timothy was raised in, and the faith that Timothy had along with his parents, and again, as we pray for each other, because of the faith, the common faith, biblical faith that we share in Jesus Christ, as we pray for each other, some thoughts here from Paul. Here's what he says. He says, "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Praying again that God's gift that you have been given through the work of the Holy Spirit would be stirred up within us. Remember, it's the same apostle who said in an earlier book that we are one body, but we are many members. And there are many gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to the members. And we want to pray that we would walk, pray for each other, that we would walk in the giftedness of the Holy Spirit, and that we too, ourselves, would walk in that way. He goes on to say in verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," or a disciplined mind. That reminds us that we're not driven by fear. but we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to walk in the gift. And we don't have to be afraid to walk in the giftedness that the Holy Spirit has for us. And then verse 8, as you pray for each other, this will be the last thing. I love how he begins this verse. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. So pray for each other as we walk, as we stand in these days, that we would be a people that are unashamed of the testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So we're going to break up in tonight into two groups, and we're gonna pray together. We'll be back about, we'll pray together again like we do every week, about 40 minutes, and then we'll come back in here. So for this group right here, and Ron, have you go with this group. You guys are going to go in the room right next door. So Ron, go with that group. And this group's going to stay here. Just go to two groups tonight. I tricked you up, y'all. I did the other way tonight. Yes, just go with that. They're going to go right next door.
Was that just in case people...